Hey, Andrew, thanks for stopping by today.
My pleasure.
Andrew is the Director of Communications for the Public Service Commission, and he's here to talk with us today about mandatory 10-digit dialing that's going to begin in less than 2 months for far western Kentucky because we're running short on the area code 270, right?
Correct. What's going to happen is beginning in February, the overlay that was decided on about a year and a half ago will take effect, which means that there are now going to be two area codes in this area occupying the same physical space. And the only way you tell them apart is by dialing the area code in front of the local number. So every call now, local call, is going to be a 10-digit call.
And what prompted the decision to do an overlay and create a new area code that only applies to new numbers versus changing everyone's number to a new area code?
Well, exactly that. It was a matter of basically on the basis of the feedback that the PSC received, there was an overwhelming support for doing an overlay because that allows everybody within 270 to retain their current area code. The last time we did this, and in this area code, as a matter of fact, the opinion was the other way. That was about 6 years ago, and it turned out that those people that spoke up anyway, they favored a split by about 2-1, which is similar to what happened back in 99 when 270 was initially split off from 502. Mm-hmm. And that requires half the people in the area code to change their phone number. All the businesses have to change anything that's got that phone number on it. Mm-hmm. And as it turned out, that was a premature decision because there were some technical things that the Federal Communications Commission did and so forth that made it unnecessary to create a new area code at the time. But we knew we'd be coming back to this. And when we did come back to it a couple of years ago in 2012, the opinion had shifted. And I think it's largely because of people's familiarity with mobile devices that use 10-digit dialing anyway. And about 80% of the people that contacted the PSC on this issue said, please let us keep our existing phone number, do the overlay. And that's what the PSC has done now.
And so the change is now requiring folks February 1st to always punch in 10 digits when they make a phone call that they may have normally called. Say I want to call the hospital or call a friend in Murray. I still have to dial the 270, whether I'm calling from a landline or a cell phone.
Correct. And, you know, it's dialing across the street, essentially. And initially, all of that's going to be 270. There aren't going to be any 364 numbers assigned until March at the earliest, and suspicion is that those are going to come in very gradually because the way numbers are handed out to telecommunications providers is in blocks of 1,000. So there's a lot of slop in the system, if you will. You know, where somebody will need 10, 20 numbers, they get handed 1,000 numbers, and it's going to take a while to go through those numbers. There's always going to be numbers going back into the pot because people give up phone service for one reason or another. So there's going to be 270 numbers out there for a while, but eventually the telecommunications providers are going to start requesting 364 numbers, and once those come in, they're going to have to be dialed just like the 270 numbers with the area code plus the local number.
And we've mentioned that mandatory begins February 1st, but actually it's permitted now, right?
Yes, we started back in August a permissive dialing period, which is designed to do two things. First of all, get people used to the idea of dialing 10 digits. And secondly, to allow the telecommunications providers to get their systems up and running and get those tested with 10-digit dialing. And also anybody who does automated dialing. If you've got, for example, an emergency services agency that does outbound 911, that if, you know, there's a tornado alert and they do an outbound 911 call, those systems have to be reprogrammed to dial 10 digits now as well. So what that does is give them an opportunity, give the alarm companies an opportunity to reprogram their systems and test them as well prior to the mandatory dialing date.
Who are the most vulnerable that you're trying to reach out to be clear that they're aware that they need to dial 10 digits in February?
Well, essentially anybody for whom this change is going to be difficult. Mm-hmm. And those typically are going to be some of the older folks in the community, anybody who's got any kind of cognitive difficulties, it's going to be a transition for them. Most people who use a wireless phone, it's going to be completely seamless. Mm-hmm. But for some folks who might have some cognitive issues, it's going to be a transition that they might need some help with. And there are fortunately things out there in terms of technology that make this a lot easier. There are, of course, programmable phones. Wireless phones are all programmable these days, but landline phones you can buy that are programmable. There are ones that would allow you to actually put a photo in a button in the phone, and they can dial by photo. They don't even have to remember what the speed dial number is. But anybody who's going to have those kinds of issues with dialing 10 digits, they might need a little help, and there's technology out there that can do that for them. I mean, if you've got a rotary phone, folks, now's the time to get rid of it.
How will companies, long-distance companies or landline companies, know when someone is dialing long-distance when there may be long-distance fees that apply?
Well, you have to dial one to get long-distance.
Okay.
And anything that was a long-distance call now is going to stay a long-distance call. The difference is going to be, instead of dialing the area code and the seven-digit number, you're going to dial one plus the area code plus the seven-digit number. So it would be dialing a long-distance call within the area code is going to be just like dialing a long-distance call to somebody outside the area code.
So dialing across the street is 10 digits. Dialing to, say, you want to call
across the state is going to be
11, yeah. Right? Or dialing or calling Owensboro from here, which still may be in that 364-270,
right,
would be an 11-digit
yes.
call. There are tips that we'll post on our website at WKMS.org, including a video showing.
We've got a video up on our YouTube channel that you can access from our website or from YouTube just by going in and searching under KYPSC, and that goes through and kind of explains the process and explains some of the things that we've been talking about here today.
And again, this begins on February 1st, and we'll post a fact sheet as well at WKMS.org that's also available on the PSC's website.
Yes.
And Andrew Milankovic, fresh off a meeting from Mayfield, meeting with folks at the Purchase Area Development District.
Yes, with the their Council on Aging, and those are the folks that are one of our target audiences now. So if you know somebody who you think is going to have some difficulty with this transition, now's the time to go help them out and get them used to the idea of dialing 10 digits. You know, practice, and then use the technology that's out there.
Is there anything that we haven't touched on that is still a key issue associated with 10-digit dialing?
I think the one thing that I've been getting a lot of questions about is, when does the new area code take effect? Well, it essentially takes effect on February 1st. The numbers will start getting handed out in March, but it's going to be a while before you see a lot of those. I suspect that the first 364 numbers are going to belong to two kinds of people. The first ones are going to be the folks who really want to be out on the cutting edge, and they're going to go to their telecom provider and say, I'd really like a 364 number. I want to be one of the first people to have one.
You know,
I want to be the first one on my block with everything, so I want a 364 number. The other ones are going to be entities that need big blocks of number at once, and they want sequential numbers in a office setting or something like that, and there may not be enough numbers sequentially to serve their needs in 270 anymore, so they might go to a 364 number instead.
Andrew Milankovic is the Director of Communications at the Public Service Commission, and I really appreciate you stopping by today.
Well, I appreciate you giving us this opportunity to get out and reach out to people.